said she.
One faith and one baptism. There's only one Lord, one God, Father of all, who's above all, through all. The scripture says, and he's in you all. Can we say praise the Lord? Truly we honor the Lord on this afternoon, and we just thank God. How many know that God is God all by himself? I said, how can he know this afternoon that God is God all by himself? Amen. And he don't need us for anything.
That's right.
Everything that we get from God is just a benefit and a blessing because God is God. Amen. When you listen to the testimonies, you watch the news, what better individual to have on our side than God? Who else can we think of having on our side but God? Amen. You know, a lot of times we remember God in the bad times, but we have the tendency to forget God in the good times. We tend to have the tendency to take God for granted. Amen. But we thank God this afternoon. We thank God for seeing Kenny. Kenny, we praying for you.
Amen.
Because I know where you stayed last night.
Oh, man.
We started and leave it there. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for seeing Kenny and having him and his family here from Syracuse. And thank God always for seeing Brooke and the grandkids here from Philadelphia. Amen. You can never take it for granted when you travel over the dangerous highways. Amen. It's not always a guarantee when you get in the car, even locally, that you're going to make it to your next destination. Amen. So we just thank God for his goodness and mercy. And we're not going to belabor the moment. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading on this afternoon, which will be coming from the 50th division of Psalms. The 50th division of Psalms. And then whole Psalms chapter 9. We're going to start in the 50th division of Psalms. If you have it, can you say amen?
Amen.
And for those who do not have it, it's on
the screen.
Amen. God is a good God. You know, you have to wonder sometimes, where would I be if he didn't love me? Psalm said, where would I be if he had not sacrificed his life? Anybody glad?
Amen.
Come on. Anybody glad?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I am so glad that he did. Amen. And he died for me. The scripture said, while I was yet a sinner. Lord, thank you. While I was yet a sinner, he died for me. I heard somebody say, I wasn't fit to live and I wasn't ready to die, but God died for me. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from verses 1 through 7. Of Psalms 50, and then verses 21 and 23. Amen? First verse read, the mighty God, even the Lord has, thank God, hallelujah, and called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God, the perfection. Hallelujah. You can't get no higher beauty outside of God. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heaven from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. For God is judge himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Verse 21 reads, these things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Sometimes God, even when you're wrong, he will keep silent. God does not always act immediately, but that doesn't mean that he's with you and on your side. Either you've done these things, and I kept silent. Thou callest, and I was all such a one as thyself. But God said, I will reprove thee and set them in order before thy eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifies me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Heavenly Father, we bless you on this afternoon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Savior. Lord, thank you for being a way maker. Lord, thank you for being a keeper. Lord, in these last and evil days, when evil is all around, thank you, Lord, that you stood by us. Now, Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you to send the word of anointing. For only the anointing can destroy the yoke. Lord, only the anointing can open the eyes of the blind. Lord, only the anointing can set the captive free. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to come down and descend in this place. Lord, saturate this place with your presence.
Hallelujah.
And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And you may be seated. Our God. Can we look at somebody and tell them, our God?
Our God.
You can make that personal. Not your God. Our God. Our God. I'm going to go one step further than that. Not our God, but my God. What a wonderful thing. The Lord told the children of Israel, he said, I know you by name. That's personal. That's intimate. That's when God goes beyond everything else. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, he looked beyond all of my faults. Now, I don't know about you. I'm talking about me. I know the faults I have. I know my imperfections. I know God saved me, for I know that he looked beyond all of my faults because he saw my need. Can we say praise the Lord? Is that Mr. Dolly back there?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Mr. Dolly. And Sister Dolly, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Our God.
Yes.
Amen. Can't nobody else do us like our God. But let's get back to the message. Amen. And I thought, well, actually, let's go to Psalms chapter 9, the 9th division of Psalm, verse 17. Because our message this afternoon, it's very, one that we really need to think about. How many know that God, the scripture says, he is our judge?
Yes.
But bless God, he's a righteous judge. Amen. Verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So our message on this afternoon is going to deal with forgetting God. Sometimes we can get so busy in our own ways that we have the tendency to forget God. So our message is a perpetual indictment for forgetting God. A perpetual indictment for forgetting God. Amen. So, you know, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to tell you what it means. All right? I'm not going to just give you a title and not tell you what it means. So when something is perpetual, that means it happens frequently or over and over and over again. So when it's perpetual, that means it just keeps happening. Over and over again. Then the indictment is when you have a charge of accusation against you for neglecting a law or breaking a commandment. Neglecting a law or forsaking a commandment. Now, in everyday terms today, we understand that when someone brings a charge against you, usually goes before the grand jury. Come on, y'all can help me. Yes. Amen? And when it goes before the grand jury, their job is to decide if there's enough evidence, if there's enough testimonies to bring an indictment against you. Amen?
Yes.
So when you say a perpetual indictment for forgetting God, amen, let's go back in this chapter to verse 7. Amen. Now we're not talking about, or actually go to verse 6. We're not talking about what man sees. How many knows that God seeth not? Lord have mercy. I've been trying to figure out sometimes why people please people so much they keep forgetting God. A perpetual indictment for forgetting God. Yeah, you look at people and you wonder sometimes. I'm talking about me. How about if I say I look at myself, somebody say, don't be a judge. I ain't judging. I'm just telling you what I see. Amen? We have a tendency to try to please everybody else and forget God. And we're going to go back to the Old Testament. This is not a new thing. That's why it's in a perpetual indictment. Because it goes back to the beginning. Forgetting God. Now just think, Adam would never have failed God if he would not have forgotten God. Amen? Many of the great leaders of the past, especially in the Bible, would not have received an indictment against God if they had considered God and not forgotten God. Well, verse 6 reads, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Now, when you see that Selah, that means stop and take a break. Stop and meditate. Stop and consider what you just read. God is judge himself, Selah. Verse 7 says, hear, O my people, and I will speak. How is God speaking? Not as a witness, but as the judge. Hear, O my people, I will speak, and I will testify against thee. And then from verse 8 all the way up to verse 21, he tells them everything that they've done. He said, you've agreed with those that were wrong. You've been companion with those that were thieves. You've been partakers of those that have been in adultery. You've even spoken slander against people for no reason. God brings in all that, and then he brings up to verse 21. So in between verses 8 and 20, he tells them all the things that he's done. He said, you know what? This is how my people have been. He said, they cast my word behind them and they don't even consider me. I wonder how many of us this afternoon are making decisions and we don't even consider God. He said, these things hast thou done and I kept silent. God said, I was watching because I am the judge. Amen. And there's nothing that any of us do in our lives that our God does not keep a record of. Right. That's why on the day of judgment it says we're going to give account for everything done in our bodies, whether it be good or whether it be evil, because God is keeping a record because he is the judge. He said, now you've done all of these things. God said, now I kept silent, not because I was in agreement with what you were doing. He said, but I kept silent to give you space and time to repent. How many know that God always wants us to repent? Amen. So God said, I'll watch you, I've seen it. He said, but you thought I was altogether such a one as you because I did not execute judgment speedily. Can we say, but God? He's a good God. He wants us to change. Amen. He said, but I will reprove me. God said, now you've been doing it your way. God said, but I will correct you because you have forgotten me. He said, I will reprove thee and I'm going to set these things in order before your eyes. See, when God deals with us, he's not going to set your affairs in order before somebody else's eyes. But God deals with us on our level and he will set the things that we've done wrong before, right before our eyes. Then he says, now consider this. Ye that what? Forget God. I wonder this afternoon, how many of us make decisions that we forget God? Is there a perpetual indictment from God against us for forgetting God? Amen. Have we made decisions and we left God out? The 17th verse of Psalm 19 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all, can we say all?
All.
All. Nations that forget God. He did not make an exception. Amen. He did not say, well, you can and you can't. He said, all that forget God. Our job when we're in the ministry, in the pulpit, we're not here to glorify ourselves. for you to let you know that if you, God wants, he told them in the book of Acts chapter 17, he said, God wants wit at this ignorance. But now he calls men everywhere to repent. There was a time when God said, I'll let it go. But God said, now it's time for the church to get it right. It's time to repent. When you make a decision, when you do anything, you must consider God. And then he said, now if you don't consider God, he said, now God will tear you to pieces. Amen. He said, and then when you're in God's hand, who will deliver you? Can I get a praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So I don't want that indictment against me for forgetting God. Amen. If we go to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1, the Lord said, woe unto the rebellious children. Now we're talking about getting it back right with God. Amen. One thing I do believe is this. If it ain't in the Word, I won't do it.
Amen.
But if it's in the Word, amen, I will make it known. Paul told the children of Judah and the Israelites and the Jews, he said, now if I warn you, if I don't warn you, your blood is required at my hands. But if I warn you and I let you know, then your blood is required at your hands. So the one thing I will do, I'm a clown and I will act up, but I will tell you the truth. I just act up to get your attention because y'all be trying to fall asleep. All right, so every once in a while I gotta throw a curveball in there to get you back. But I'm gonna tell you the truth. Hallelujah, because at the end of the day, God will say, why didn't you warn them? Why didn't you tell them? That was the indictment against the prophets of old. He said, why didn't you warn the people? And even at one point, God says concerning the priests and the prophets, he said, they all dead dogs that can't bark and can't see because they see my people are going wrong, but they don't even have enough gumption to tell them the truth.
That's right.
Somebody said, tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth.
You might as well tell them the truth.
Tell them
the truth. Amen. The truth. The truth is not what I think. The truth is what the Word of God says. Amen. But the 30th chapter of Isaiah verse 1 says, woe unto the rebellious people. God said they take counsel, but not by me. He said you're making plans, you do everything you do. He said, but you're forgetting me. He called them the rebellious people. He said they cover with a covering, but it's not my spirit. Hallelujah. They're doing everything. God said, but they're leaving me out. And whenever you make plans, it is well with God. Whenever you try to cover, it is not with God. He said, they add sin unto sin. In other words, when you mess up, you just keep on sinning. Amen. He said, and then they go down to Egypt and won't even ask of me. We're talking about an indictment for forgetting God. Can y'all help me out a little bit? That ain't that serious. Well, y'all got to smile or something.
Yeah.
Amen. We just say, somebody said, we just, look at somebody said, we just trying to get it right. We're just trying to get it right. Not right in your eyes, but we're right in the eyes of God. We just want to get it right. So God tells us, so you keep making plans, but you leave me out. You try to cover everything God said, but you don't do it with my spirit. And as a result, you're doing it your way and how you want to do it. You keep adding sin unto sin. Now he said, warning them to go down to Egypt. What does Egypt represent?
The world.
So God is telling the church, you're trying to please me, but you're going to the
world.
It doesn't work. I heard the scripture say, come out from among them and be ye separate. Hallelujah. Touch not the unclean thing. It's time for the church to come out. And then God said, if you come out and do your part, I receive you unto myself. I'll be your father and you'll be my sons and daughters. But you got to come out.
But somebody keep running back.
Hallelujah. Keep running back to the world and forgetting God. Hallelujah. There's an indictment against the church. Why did you do what you did? Well, everybody else was doing it. What about God? Doesn't he even marry anymore? Do you consider Do you think about God when you do what you do? Does God see? Hallelujah. I heard somebody say, God has a record. He told them in the book of Ecclesiastes, he asked his own young man, do your thing. You know, young people say, I like to do my thing. You know, I like doing your thing. God said, do your thing. You can do it. But know thou this, for all of these things, God will bring you into judgment.
Hallelujah.
He won't stop you from doing it, but God will judge you. Amen. So sometimes we have a tendency to run, but you can't.
Cannot.
Because God sees everything.
Yes, he does.
It was good when it was a little cooler. Hot all over. It's hot all over. Hallelujah. But we got to get it right.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'm afraid, even in church, mm-hmm. so many well-meaning people make decisions and forget God. So God is telling his children, he says, there's an indictment. He said, I am the judge. You know, I don't mind when people testify against me because, you know, people can make a mistake. Amen? People can misread things, right? Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
Yes, sir.
When God said, I am going to testify against you, when God is doing the testifying, God is not telling you what he thinks, but God is telling you what he knows. Hallelujah. And then we, you know what we try to do? We say, oh, man, that don't apply to me. God knows.
Right.
One thing about God, he said, my word will not return unto me, Lord, but it will accomplish the things whereto I send it. Hallelujah. Because I'm God, I don't waste my time doing nothing, but I'll let you know to let you know. Because he's God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 31 and 30. Now God is dealing with the church, but the woe is because the church keeps going out into
the world.
You know, sometimes, you know, my wife said, how do you always want me to wear a hat in church? Now she don't ask me that, but she did it again, and she don't do it anymore. You know, why do you want me to wear a hat to church and do all this? Because I want you to look like the church. Amen. When somebody see us going, they're going to say, yeah, they just came from church. Now, I'm not telling anybody to wear hats, bro. All right, I ain't telling anybody to wear hats, bro. So when I told them about the hats, I don't look like an old lady. But I believe the church ought to look like
church.
How are you coming? Now, I ain't talking about nobody belongs, but nobody has a come on like a blind man that cannot see. But when you come to church, somebody can look at you and don't know if you're in the church or in the world. Woe unto them that go down into the evil for him. The church is supposed to be different.
Different.
Amen. Somebody can say, ouch.
Ouch.
You know,
you
know what? Who like to shout?
Amen.
The devil will leave. The devil can't travel, but he'll travel.
Yes, he is.
But he can't go to heaven. Shouting won't do you no good if your life ain't in order.
Amen.
It's time for the church to get it right. If you're in the church, you want to look like the church. If you're in the church, you want to act like the church.
Hallelujah.
If you're in the church, you want to talk like the church. If you're in the church, you want to walk like the church. If you're in the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you start, hallelujah. Lord, thank you. When you start looking at the church, say, well, is that brother saved? Is that brother lost? Hallelujah. I see he looks like somebody else and a whole lot of other people. Come out from among them and be separate, save the Lord. It's time for the church. It's time for the church, hallelujah. Clean up your talk. All that cool stuff don't work. That stuff don't work with God. God says, I'm keeping a record. And that's an indictment. Because everything about your life all your decision making that you're doing, you forget God. Anybody forget God? He said, woe unto them to go down into Egypt for help. Isaiah 31 and verse 1. This is what the Lord says now. How many know Jesus said, you're in the world, but you're not
of the world?
You're in the world, but you're not
of the world.
How many know that we are an ambassador
of Christ?
As an ambassador of Christ, you represent
Christ.
All right, don't get weary. I'm going to say a few more minutes. I know some
take your time.
Keep us in church all night. But how about we keep here long enough so you can get it right? Can I get an amen? Verse 1 of the Psalm of Isaiah 31 said, that's not the right one. That's 30. Go to 31. Sorry. Isaiah 31, not 30. We hit this one already. Woe to them that go down to
Egypt.
Now I'm going to put myself on the spot now. Y'all can point at me. Everybody point at me. Well, there's three fingers pointing at you now.
Back.
All right, but no, I'm just saying, no, that's just one of those comments just to get you all loosened up and relaxed. I want you to really point at me. Amen. There's some things that I've been dealing with, especially trying to purchase this church. I'm like, Lord, what in the world's going on? He said, woe unto them to go down to our dependency should be on God. Remember the man in John chapter 5? There was a man, an important man, I'm going to come back to this, at the pool. And the Bible said he'd been in this condition for 39 years. And every season, or every year in the season, the angels would come down and trouble the water. And the first person to step in the water was healed. But there was a crippled, important man. Lord, that's what I like about God. When you can't get to God, God will come to you. Come on, when you can't get to God, God will come to you.
Yes.
The important man couldn't get to him. So he came, God, Jesus came to him. He said, will thou be made whole? The important man said, sir, you know, a lot of us, when we've been in a condition a long way, somebody asks you something, you ain't so kind. Right? Just think about you've been going through this for 2 years, somebody asked you about it, and by the time you finish, they had ducked out the door and ran down the street. But this man was like this for 39 years. But he still respected. When he said, sir, that term sir means rabbi, master, or teacher. He didn't know his name, but it was something about the talk.
Right.
When you have a real encounter with Jesus, you might not know the name, but it'll be something in the authority of the voice that you know is God. The important man says, sir, I have no man. Hallelujah. That's the best position to be in, is when man can't do it, God can.
Amen.
He says, sir, I have no man to help me when the water is troubled. Hallelujah. I've been like this a long time. So Jesus said, well, you don't need man today. When you don't forget God, when you let God do what God needs to do, Jesus said, I will be thou made whole. He said, now take up your bed and walk. Anybody this afternoon, you know, pick up your bed. Anybody need healing? Anybody need deliverance? Let Jesus do it. I said, let Jesus do it. Oh, I got mercy, but that's an indictment against the church. You're doing too much without God. But we wanted them to go down into Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are strong. But they
look not unto the
forgetting God. Well, why are you in that movement? Well, hey, that church is blessed. You see, all they got is God in it. Oh, and just get, and I ain't talking about no churches, I don't know nothing about churches, I'm talking about this, a mindset. Look at somebody and say a mindset.
Mindset.
I ain't judging nobody. I'm just talking about a mindset. Too many in churches, not because God is there. Not because God's Spirit sent them there. They're there because of the mindset. Man, I gotta try and cut this message short because I can't go to all those scriptures. I can't go to all those places, but there's a mindset. And the mindset is there's safety in numbers. I stand alone with God than to be in the numbers. Well, the problem with the children of Israel, their mindset was, we got to be where the numbers are. Anybody today where you are because of the numbers? And you know in your sanctified soul. Because you know what we talk about sanctified? We talk about all God now. We're not talking about in your sanctified soul. You know God doesn't want you to be where you are, but the numbers. He said, because they are strong, but they look not to the Holy One of Israel. And they be moved from God to seek God. The indictment. A perpetual indictment for what? Forgetting God. Verse 2. Verse 2, we almost finished. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call. The one thing about God, you can be assured of this. Whatever God says, he will do it. How long? He will not call back his word. You know, there's a tendency in the world today to call good evil and evil good. God said, my word has not changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He tells them in the book of Malachi, he said, you sons of Jacob will not be consumed because I am the Lord and I change not. God will not change. God will not change his word. I don't care who the archbishop, and what is. God's word is God's word. But he said, what did God say? They will not see God. They will not even pay attention to the Holy One of Israel. It says, but will rise against the house of evildoers and against the help of them that work. Iniquity is another word for lawlessness, and they don't do it according to the word of God. Lawless means you do it your way, but that's not God's way. And verse 3 says, now the Egyptians are, now you, well, you think off of him, guess what, they are what? They are what? And not God. What you've been depending on, they are men and not, don't forget God. They are men and not God, and they are horses, flesh, and not spirit. Not spirit. What are we trusting? What are we depending on today? In the book of Luke, I'm about to bring it to a close. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, after Jesus' resurrection, I'm going to tell you, this is what happened to us in church. We get so used to doing the customary, habitual thing, we forget what God says. In church, we are so habitual. We are so customary. We always do this. We forget what? Look at somebody and say, don't forget.
Don't forget.
I know. I promise you, I only got a couple more minutes. Don't forget. Look at somebody say, don't forget.
Don't forget.
What God says.
What God says.
I don't think they heard you. You might even say that a little bit louder. Say, don't forget.
Don't forget.
What God says.
God says.
In Luke chapter 24, after Jesus' death and burial, the Bible says that Mary and some of the women took perfume and aloes. They went to do what was customary. They went to do what was the habit. They went to the tomb to do their normal customary thing with Jesus. But when they got to the tomb,
he was not there.
He wasn't there.
Thank you, Jesus.
So they were acting in a customary, habitual way, but they had forgot what he said. So when they got to the tomb, and they looked in and Jesus wasn't there, they said to the two men standing there in shining apparel, where is our Lord and Savior? He said, the problem is you're looking for the living among the dead. We're talking about a habitual, customary way of thinking. He said, now you're looking for the living. a month. He said, don't you remember what he said? Don't you remember he said after 3 days he would rise again?
Hallelujah.
The problem with the church is we keep going to the dead trying to get life. We keep going to the world trying to get resurrection. We keep going to the world. But you keep seeking the living
amongst the dead.
Amongst the dead. I wonder how many of them really believe that God is alive.
Amen.
And then after all of this, they said, then they remembered what the Lord said. You know what the problem was? Their mindset was habitual, customary, and this is what we did. So they just went and they forgot what the Lord said. I wonder how many this afternoon, you know God knows. How many of you are trying to seek life, but you're going to go to the dead? Ephesians 3:1 said, you, 2:1 said, you whom he has quickened, who was dead in trespasses and sins. When God saves you, you are made alive. You cannot get help going back to trespasses and sin, because you're seeking the living amongst the dead. As we all stand, we need to call God to mind. We need to remember God. Every decision we make should be based on God, not the individual, not another person. Can somebody say, but God?
God.
When you leave today, you know, the devil has a way of trying to twist God's word to make it a non-effect on our lives. But when you leave today, make an honest decision with it. It's not important what you do for anybody else, but for you and God. Make an honest decision within yourself. God, maybe I've been off. I can tell you personally, I haven't acknowledged God in all of my ways like I ought to. As the elders and the ministers and the altar workers come forward, Minister Dominique will come forward, the ministers, and as they, you make a decision, say, what have I done? What decisions have I made that I forgot about God? The book of Peter, I'm going to close here, says this. In the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 says, according as God's divine power. Now this is God. This is what, when you got God on your side, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You want to know about life? You want to know about godliness? You need God's power. Amen. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding. Come on, say divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The world always is the opposite of God. The devil tries to blindside the church and make us make decisions by forgetting God. I challenge you today, amen. I don't care what the decision, would you have to do anything? Say, Lord, what would you have me to do? I heard Paul say after he realized, after God stopped him in his track, after he'd been doing it his way for so long, I heard Saul ask the Lord, he said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Because he had become customary, habitual, and tradition said God doesn't move like this. How many know that God moves how he wants, when he wants, the way that he wants? Amen. The challenge today is don't have a perpetual indictment against you for forgetting